Governor Jared Polis continues to use his pen this week as he signed a bill aiming to protect Colorado's election workers from harassment and another bill requiring additional security measures for the state's election system. The Colorado County Clerks Association, a group of Republican and Democrat clerks, backed both bills signed by the governor Thursday. The Election Official Protection Act makes it unlawful for anyone to threaten, coerce, or intimidate an election worker or an election official. The act also makes it illegal to share a public official's personal information online with the intent to endanger and harass them. The Colorado Election Securities Act makes it a felony to tamper with election equipment or publish confidential information about the election system. The bill increases election equipment security, requiring that election workers get more training and use a key card to access voting machines. The bill also requires video surveillance of voting systems. Governor Jared Polis has signed a bill to make daylight savings time year-round. KGNU's James Swenson has more.
Don't get too excited about year-round evening light. The new daylight savings bill that Governor Polis signed into law this week only takes effect if Colorado gets permission from the federal government. Currently, states have the option to not jump forward to daylight saving time, but they don't have the option to keep daylight savings time year-round. At least four other states in the Mountain Time Zone, including Idaho, Utah, and Montana, also want to keep the extra hour. Governor Polis told the Denver Post, "There is an increasing consensus that just sort of arbitrarily switching the clocks twice a year is confusing and somewhat counterproductive for everybody and upsets their sleep cycle." Supporters of the bill say the time change can affect public health issues associated with circadian rhythms, including more car crashes, heart attacks, and strokes. As great as year-light daylight saving sounds as the longest day as the year approaches, opponents say you won't be as convinced during the winter months when the sun won't rise until 8 a.m. For KGNU, I'm James Swenson.
Southwest Airlines filed a federal lawsuit last week against state officials after the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment issued a citation in March saying the company violated dozens of labor laws. The agency's citation says the airline refused to provide COVID-19 sick leave for employees who tested positive for the virus, along with penalizing employees who took leave for other medical needs. The agency also says the airline failed to provide notice to employees of their right to take leave. Along with the citation, the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment ordered Southwest to pay $1.3 million in fines. According to the Denver Post, the full appeal is pending before the agency's administrative law judge, who in May denied the airline's request to delay enforcement of the citation. Through its legal challenges to the state, Southwest argues Colorado's paid sick leave requirements contradict the collective bargaining agreements with its unions and interfere with the airline's enforcement of attendance policies, which lead to flight delays and cancellations. Southwest has also filed a separate complaint in Denver District Court seeking judicial review. As algae blooms become more frequent in Colorado's reservoirs, water quality officials are asking residents to use less phosphorus on their grass. According to the Environmental Services Manager at Aurora Water, increasing levels of phosphorus from lawn fertilizers reach streams and lakes through storm water. These chemicals become a leading creator of blue-green algae. The toxins from the algae can harm people and pets, along with creating odors and degrading water quality. Reduced water levels from drought, along with increased frequency of 90-plus degree days, make these blooms even worse. According to Freshwater News, water officials overseeing reservoirs have been trying treatment methods such as injecting oxygen into the water and weighing phosphorus down with alum so it becomes encased in mud and silt on a lake bottom. Water officials say the best and most cost-effective tool to stop blue algae is for residents to slash their use of phosphorus-based lawn fertilizers. Road trippers, travel history buffs, and pie-tasting aficionados will get an opportunity to tour the Genoa, Colorado landmark of the World's Wonder View Tower on Sunday, June 5th from 2 to 5 p.m., along with eating slices of pie. The 60-foot-tall tower on the I-70 Eastern Plains allows visitors on a clear day to see six states: Kansas, Nebraska, Wyoming, New Mexico, South Dakota, and of course, Colorado. The roadside fuel stop attraction of the earlier 20th century also holds collections of oddities and lays claim to a 1930s confirmation that it is the highest point between New York and Denver. Friends of the Genoa Tower are hosting the Pi social event to raise additional funds to complete restoration of the 1926 tower and other planned amenities. The Pi Tasting Social includes tours and an auction of hand-painted ceramic pie plates. Today's weather along the Upper Metro Front Range includes a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Skies will be mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Fort Collins will have increased clouds with winds gusting as high as 21 miles per hour. Tonight, skies will be partly cloudy with lows in the upper 40s, low 50s. The current temperature in Boulder is 52 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.